The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Won't we walk to the end here and show? Cause we rap R&B and everything we know.
From hip hop, beats to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Talk to music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life with goals. Right here on Until the Story Unfolds.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy, Ann Taylor, in the house with another exciting episode this week. And I see you out there already. Let me go ahead and get my magic mirror out there and go ahead and take a look and see who I see out there. Okay, all right. So far, I see my boy, Cedric. What's up, Cedric? I see Pookie. Okay, cousin, that's my cousin, too. I see he in jail, and I can still see him. I see my boy, Quincy. My girl, Rachel, big ups. I see my lady, Ann, over there. Who else I see up in here? I'm gonna see. Hold on a sec. Oh, dude just fell down some stairs. I couldn't even say his name. I see my girl Nicole over there. And you know what? I don't know how I hear her, but she breathing on the mic. Hey. Nicole, you like my magic mirror? Yeah, I'll be seeing stuff. You know,
I don't like your magic mirror.
Yeah, you know who be falling? People be falling up the stairs and missing that step. Shout out to my man, my big dog, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say his name now that I done said that. But this dude is always falling up and down imaginary stairs, man. Hey, check it, man. I'm glad you said that.
I got one name in mind, and I think we're on the same.
It's the same dude. You know what I mean?
Our poor Bobo.
Oh, I ain't gonna say that, but yeah. So
he's just an accident waiting to happen. But yeah, yes.
So Bobo, it's just common thing for Bobo. That last step is a doozy. You know what I mean?
God, oh, I've seen him fall so many times. He's just like an accident waiting to happen. Yeah. I just be like, you got to get away from me because, like, you're just a mess.
He'll be better off, like, tying both of his shoestrings from the start. You know what I mean?
Man,
that's my dude though, man. We can't talk too bad about him.
Oh God, we love Bolo.
Hey, well, it's good you're in the studio today. And after we do the Ann Taylor show, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we do it. We do the Ann Taylor show, and then we take like a 5-minute break, and we jump right back on to the Nicole Adrian show, and we start recording.
Yes, sir,
you know what I mean. We be going back to back.
Y'all better go check it out.
Yeah,
go
we be going back to back.
The Nicole Adrian show as well. Yeah, we've been knocking it down like bowling pins, y'all.
Absolutely. Nicole got like, man, she done like 30 shows this year already, or something like that. Something crazy. I gotta play catch up and make sure some of them get up there and everything, man. We had a few accidents in the industry. There was a guy I like to watch on a show called No Jumper. He blew 4X. He blew his fingers off on over the 4th of July,
ouch,
man. So big ups to him, man. Come on back, man. Do your thing, man. No. Heal up and get back.
It was from fireworks?
Yeah, he had a firework. I guess he was trying to throw it at somebody and the fuse just went too fast. I don't want to speak on what I don't know about, but I do know his fingers is gone out of here.
Oh, my God.
My fingers have left the building. So, yeah, so, I mean.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible. You got to be careful with those fireworks because people have got their eyes.
Man. His ear is probably still
out and all type of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Ear probably still
ringing.
You got
to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
poor thing.
Man, on today's show, man, Aunt Taylor done something. I done pulled a hat trick almost because I got two guests. I got author D'Amica Vines.
Hey.
D'Amica Vines is going to be in the house. She's going to be in here a little bit later. I got a gentleman named Shaki Day from the continent of Africa. Shaki is going to come on. Yeah,
hey.
Yeah. Him and his...
exciting.
Yeah. Continue great.
We got an author in the house and a person from Africa. Sounds fun.
Yeah, he's a producer, a musician. He works with a lot of artists. He has a song with Continue Great. Called Unaware Angels. Man, this is gonna be a real exciting show. I want everybody to stick around. Anthony Taylor, yeah, I know you might see me out there doing my thing or whatever, but believe me, I ain't forgot about y'all. And no matter how big I get, I'm always gonna be me. And I want y'all to help me get bigger.
That's right.
Shout out to all the radio stations that
that put up with Anthony Taylor and Nicole Adrian. We love all of you guys.
Yes, thank you so much.
If I had time to mention you all, I would. Absolutely. If we had time to mention you all, we would. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do something big one day. One day we're going to go on tour. We're going to tie all these radio shows together.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean? And we're going to do the Ant Taylor and Nicole Adrian tour. Nicole going to come out and sing a few songs. Ant Taylor's going to get on the microphone and do what he do. And we're going to have it and live it up and just have some fun and everything.
Yes.
So
that sounds so fantastic to
that's
me.
That's it. So without further ado, everybody, we're going to get to a little music, have a little fun, and talk that ish on the Ant Taylor show. I appreciate it. Y'all sit right. Wait, hold on a sec. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on a sec. Mm-hmm. That's right. Y'all sit back and enjoy the show. All right. And we'll be back after these. Do you remember that cartoon character thing? We used to watch the ABC channel out here in the Bay Area. They'd be like, after these messages, we'll be right back.
That's a long time ago. I'm getting old. Damn.
Nah, you're not getting old, man. You're cool. You're all right. You know, when you start. When you stop remembering how old you are, that's when you're old. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute, how old am I? Because I'd be like, you know, I mean, I stopped aging anyway, but still, I'm timeless. You know what I mean? But, you know, many blessings out there to everybody who's aging. Man, aging is a good thing, but you don't have to say.
It is a blessing. It's just that, I don't know. I don't know. That's another story. That's something for another time, y'all. But
it is. And you know, and I had me some mint chocolate chip ice cream, and I was thinking last night when I was eating it, I was like, "This is delicious."
I had a Klondike bar yesterday.
You did? What would you do for a Klondike bar, ladies and gentlemen? We want you to email us and tell us what Nicole would do for a Klondike bar.
I simply just pay for it. That's it. I pay for it with my debit card.
I would eat mine in the store. I'm just going to walk down the aisles. Security guard be watching me anyway. I'm like, wait a minute.
And I bought some drumsticks too.
Oh, them is good. You get the ones with the...
I got the chocolate mixed with the... It's like assortment box where you get the chocolate at the bottom of the cone. And then you get the caramel at the bottom. And I told Gianni, do not eat them all because she'll eat all the ice cream in one day. I told her,
kids,
you only eat one a day.
Kids don't care.
But your butt gonna care when I whoop it, okay?
Yeah, they don't care. They go through it.
No, I don't whoop her. She'd be looking at me crazy. She ain't whooping no work on no 6-year-old anymore.
Hey, did you see I don't know if you've seen it. I was on a food review show with this guy named The Casey. And we went to.
Did I see that?
Yeah, we went to this.
I don't know, bud.
Man, it was delicious. A Peruvian spot. And this guy right here, Casey, is good. He has a show coming up. I'm supposed to attend if I'm back in town. It's in. Where is it at?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, he has a fashion show. So he does an annual fashion show. And it's coming up on the 19th, and I told him if I'm not in SoCal still, I'll be there. And
is it the 19th of this month? Because that's in 2 days. That's Saturday.
Saturday. But you know how I do. I'll be there in one day.
Yeah,
and
you'll be popping it out. Yeah.
And then I'm getting a lot of here. Kelda Music. If y'all know Kelda Music, she is doing the Amazon Prime release celebration. And birthday celebration for Buford Brown. I don't know who Buford is, but hey, Buford, happy birthday, bro. This is going to be in San Francisco.
I told
her that I would try to attend that too. That's this Saturday. So
you got a lot going on.
Man, you know what? I'm going to start getting my celebrity status on again. You know what I mean? Start showing my teeth. You know what I mean? I'm going to get that. You know what I mean? Now I want
such
that beat.
Such a pretty smile you have.
Man,
such a pretty smile.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I do got to show
them. Such a cute smile.
I want to show the fangs. I want to, you know.
Don't got no fangs,
I'm trying to get speakers installed. So when I pull up, it's like, bah, people just can't help but move. Oh, it's Aaron Taylor. And then I get a drum. I start beating on that drum. Because I want to show the pain of my ancestors, right? Like that, right? But anyway, man, we running way over time, man. We're going to be back after this. Thank you.
What's up, y'all? It's Kelda Music, a.k.a. Diva, and you are listening to The Ant Taylor Show.
Hey, yo, AP. You stupid for this one. K-Music, Diva, Eddie Project. Y'all. y'all know what it is.
Yo, yo, it's the Ann Taylor Show. I am sitting here today with my main man, Shocky Day from Nairobi, Kenya. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yo.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, yo.
No problem, man. Welcome to the world famous Ant Taylor Show. I'm sitting here with the world famous artist, producer, Shocky Day, everybody. You know what? Nairobi, Kenya, stand up. You know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure to have my main man in the house, man. What's up with you, brother? How you doing?
I'm so awesome. I'm so excited to be with you and your listeners right this moment and to let you know, guys, about this awesome beat that we have, awesome sound that we have that's called Unaware Angels.
Unaware Angels. Yes. I heard Unaware Angels. And you know what? We're going to play Unaware Angels later on in the show.
Awesome.
Man, nice song, dope song, man. I heard a couple of variations of it. So, you want to tell me a little bit about the backstory of Unaware Angels?
Yeah, this song is basically about helping others to love and find the unaware angels that they are, the angels that they are inside. Because most of us, all of us are angels, but the few of us that are aware that they are angels. So most of us are unaware. So it's reaching out to them that are unaware that they are angels to come out and embrace the angel self that they are. Exactly. That is just simply what it is that song is all about.
Gotcha. So we're tapping into the inner angel, folks. I liked everything about it. I like the production. I like the presentation of the vocals. Clean sound. You know what I mean? Very nice sound and stuff there. And so what's your background? I mean, how do you formulate something like this? I can tell that many years of hard work is behind this. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real, because this song actually is co-produced with Nicholas James, my good friend, and with my good friend sidekick. I call him my sidekick because he's Kim, and he helps me around with sometimes when I'm dull and he comes and kicks me around. Yo, you guy, get to do this shit. So I have this guy, this motivating guy behind me. And with the collaborative effort from Continue Great, we had the opportunity to bring this major sound, this major banging sound into the ears of those unaware angels to bring them back to life.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
So how did you and Nicholas James meet?
We just happened to bump into each other here in Nairobi, Kenya, and we were at a place. We were just having some drinks and few, and one thing led to another. And a friend of mine was like, "This is a good producer," and one thing led to another. Let me try you with this song, and there was an Unaware Angel, and we just discussed it on the table. And actually, we actualized it on the table right there when we were drinking some few 1, 2, 3 and having some friendly talks and now we have it, and it's a song and it's a vibe, and Nicholas came up with the lyrics from Continue Great, and I actualized the beat with my sidekick, and with the awesome lyrics from Continue Great. It's a major song that is speaking to major hearts, to souls in major areas of the globe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece of music. The selections I've heard the I'm not sure what to call what version I heard. I heard Afrobeats version.
Yeah, we've had Afrobeat version. We have the EDM version. EDM, now we are coming up with a flagship version. So we also gonna come up eventually with the reggae version. So we wanna reach every people and everyone who listens to every genre, so that they can tap into their inner selves and like really reach out. We wanna reach out to everybody. So that's why Continue Great came up with the great idea of doing various versions of the song so that we can capture various audiences because even like we have every audience for every genre. So like with doing the various versions of the song, we capture most audience, and our main goal is to get the message out there at the end of the day, and it really gets there when we really get to capture everyone's interest and expectation. And if you are a reggae fanatic, if you are a EDM or an R&B or something, or a ballad, we're going to do you your version, and you're going to get your message at your comfort zone.
Yeah, it was very important to point out the distinctions between the two versions I've heard. Very amazing.
Yeah.
Very two different feels, delivering the same message.
Yeah.
Able to get to different people in different areas because of that. Just the music alone attracts a different type of listener. And then you get them that good message, man. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about the production. I had got a little birdie was on my shoulder and said that some of your children participated in the recording of the song. How did that work out?
Whoa, that was kind of tricky, but it's at the end of the day it worked out, because it was kind of I have a daughter and a son, and two of them, they were like, I'm going for the first verse, I'm going for the second verse, no, I'm going for the first verse. So everyone, they wanted to go for the first verse, and I was like, you guys chill, this is not a verse we're doing just a phrase. So this is the phrase, mpende jirani unavojipenda wewe, that is Swahili for love your neighbor as you would love yourself.
That's beautiful. Yeah? Can you teach that to me one more time? Yeah. Let me I'm going to repeat it. How's it go?
All right. Mpende jirani unavojipenda wewe.
Okay, you said mpende jirani I'm sorry. One more time.
Mpende jirani.
Mpende jirani. Okay, listen, next one.
Unavojipenda.
Unajio jipenda. So mpunje jirami inajio jipenda. I'm screwing this up.
Yes, mpunje jirani unavyo jipenda wewe.
Hey, look, Aunt Taylor gave it a shot. That's all that matters, you know what I mean? But look, that's a beautiful, beautiful saying, you know what I mean? Swahili is always an amazingly beautiful language when it's within itself. And your children came in and said that on the song. That was powerful.
Yeah, they were so excited, and like I was like you guys I brought them to my studio, and I was like, you just do it. And they came with some few friends also, so I was just do it after me. So I would say mpende jirani unavojipenda wewe, then they repeat exactly after that. So I did a couple of takes, just did my 1, 2, 3s, and they were like, they sounded like a group, but they were just like three kids.
Oh, I got you. That is amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. So
awesome.
Where does your musical influence come from when you basically, are you influenced by newer music, older music? Where did everything come from to influence you to get your sound and your feel and your culture and music?
What I would say, I get my muse at the moment. So I would happen to listen to a song from Dolly Parton probably, or just someone from the behind days, and get an inspiration from what I'd listen at that moment. I would listen to a new song, a new vibe right now. I would listen to Ice Spicy and somewhere these other rappers, and get my vibe right there. Given that I'm a singer, like, I get my vibe anywhere I get a little interest, I find to major on that and really focus on it. And I could even make just something major out of just something little as just ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and we happen. So it doesn't matter the song is from back in the days or the song is it's currently trending. It's all that matters is the feel I will have at the moment I listen to that song. So that feel, that rush, that warmth that comes, that you feel in your heart, that is, if I feel that when I'm listening to that piece, then I will get into the zone. And when I get into the zone, I will happen. And I do happen like nobody's business.
There it is. All right, folks, we're about to get into which one are we going with here? We're going with the EDM version or the you want to go with EDM or do you want to go with
Afrobeat?
All right,
with
everybody.
Afrobeat version,
we're going to get into you want to introduce your song?
Yeah. Let me do that. So we're gonna get to listen to Unaware Angels, the Afrobeat version by Continue Great, right, coming to you straight from Kenya, Nairobi.
Fighting for what is right. Fighting for what is right. Fixing what's wrong. Fixing what's wrong.
The show. That was an amazing piece of music right there. Sitting here, that's right, I'm sitting here with Shaquie Day, the producer and
Shaquie
artist.
Day.
Shaquie Day, there you go, there we
Thank
go,
you.
Man. Look, I got a lot of talk, huh?
Yeah, so there's another, the deal with the song, there's the Afrobeat version, it has this instrument we call the pen whistle. It's a kwela. It's a kwela pen whistle. It's a musical instrument, actually, traditionally from South Africa. And actually, it was developed in 1950. But originally, it's from Ireland. And people with Afrobeat like using this sound because it brings the soul of an African vibe back to life. The soul of these ancestors that we had that really did those, we call them makarango in our language right here. So like, the pen whistle, makarango. So the pen whistle comes in to bring the makarango vibe So it comes, it's kind of like it's, you feel you like this, you don't understand it, but you like it. And so because you like it, the vibe, you just go on. So the penny whistle is a very ideal, it's a very particular instrument, very primary instrument in the Afrobeat version. And I really had to say about it because it represents my culture right here in Africa.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've never heard of that instrument, but I'm sure I heard the sound. You know what I mean? But not now we know what it is. Yeah. We could put our finger on it. That's amazing. That is amazing. And thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure this interview is enlightening in many ways. You know what I mean? The backstory behind the song, learning about the instrumentation, working with family. Working with friends. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yes. Awesome.
I do want to ask, is there anything that you want to tell the folks out there before we wrap this up?
Yeah. Really, like, I would like the folks, I would like everybody out there to know that there are good people out here. Anywhere in the world, anywhere you are around you, just be a good person first. Then you will get those good people coming to your doorstep. Because if you are a ratchet person, you will get ratchet people coming to your life. So the songs that we are doing with Continue Great from the collaboration from Texas and Nairobi is to empower each and everyone to tap into their inner self and realize that we are all out here for self, yes, but also for each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Big shout out, big shout out to you and your team. There's a gentleman, I believe Ole, is that one of the performers as well?
Sorry?
Is there a performer by the name of Ole? Let's see here.
Olya.
Olya.
She's the other artist who did the voice, the EDM version.
Oh, okay. Good. That's beautiful, man. Yes. That's a beautiful sound, man. So, any shout outs you want to give to anybody in particular before we get back?
I would have to give my shout out to Olya for nice vocals, nice performance, nice stuff. Also, shout out to Marina, nice vocals for the version that is coming. Shout out to Continue Great, always continuing great and doing great music all the time. And shout out to my people right here in Kenya who are listening right now, and everyone all around the world that would want to tap into themselves. Shout out to you. And anyone that are ready to be with Shaki Dave vibe, you're welcome. And I love you all. That is all I would want to say for now. And Nicholas James, thank you, my brother.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Thank you for coming on the Ant Taylor Show. I appreciate it. This has been an honor and a pleasure. We hope to hear back from you again. Feel free to always call in. Talk to us. From me to you and the rest of the world, peace out on the Ant Taylor Show.
Hey, this is Rachel Wong, and you're listening to the Ant Taylor Show.
Cloud and rainy day, it was always us. We were just young in love, baby dreamers. Now we got it all, everything we dreamed of. I know I'm crazy, you know it too, but I've always been crazy for you. No doubts, no questions, I feel it in my heart. It was always you, straight from the start. Every time, baby, I find you. No matter when, it's true. True, every lifetime, every start.
just to prove I'm all in, and there ain't nothing stopping it. Not a storm, not a fire or rain. I know I'm crazy, you know it too, but I've always been crazy for you. No doubts, no questions, I feel it in my heart. It was always you, straight from the start. Every time, baby, I find you, no matter where, no matter when, it's true. Through every lifetime, every start, I will find you wherever you are. Through every start, through every lifetime, through every star, through every lifetime. I don't wanna take too long. This is everything I want.
Taylor Show, Tony Jazzo, we in the house, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Back at it again, man, with another exciting topic for you. Man, Tony Jazzo, this guy, man, he's been talking about this one for a minute now. And I already have my belief system in place on this thing, but he and I don't always agree on things. I want to know his opinion on something. He wants to know my opinion on something, and we're going to find out. Jazzo, you want to lead this in?
Yeah, I'll leave this in. What's up with the people that are doing all these TikTok challenges and coming out with these sort of ideas, thinking that it's going to be more prevailing, and thinking that, I don't know, I just be thinking that sometimes a lot of these people be getting too hesitant and beside themselves with this idea of 100 men versus one gorilla. What complex in psychology or myth came out with that idea and started to make that a certain thing? Like,
all right, so let me ask you this. What do you believe? Do you believe that 100 men versus one gorilla has a good outcome? For who gets the good outcome?
So look, it's impossible. I don't even think that even correlate exists. Because let's say, I'm just being hypothetically, let's say you don't win and you ain't got no weapons, no nothing. You're flat out in a desert land with one chimpanzee.
That's a chimpanzee. Impossible. So a chimpanzee
or
it's
gorilla.
Even different.
Either
so either way, you're getting your arms, limbs, neck, teeth, everything ripped
everything.
Off. Everything coming off. It's like you breaking yourself. You know what I mean? I'm going in your pockets. I'm taking everything, that last piece of lint. I'm coming in your house. I'm taking everything out the cabinet, and I'm going to kill all the roaches I see along the way. You know what I mean? Everything is gone.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Even if you was in the forest, you have to find some type of weapon to defend yourself. Even if it's a rock or a stick, you're going to have to stick the motherfucker to survive. And eventually, that's like maybe 99% chance, a 99% chance if you live.
So my vote on if 100 men fight one gorilla, there will be probably about 10 men who survive that. You know what I mean? Maybe 10% will survive that, because a gorilla is a beast. 400 to 500,
yes.
300 to 500 pounds, 4 to 10 times stronger than the average man. So if we said 4 to 10 times, so we say 25% of those men are going to be gone. If we say 10 times, then we're going to have 10 people left over. You know what I mean? And that's just in the strength department. That's in the strength.
I can agree.
Now, if the things start
with your logic,
well, just think, it got sharp teeth. You see them things teeth. It look like knives, right? It got abilities, and it's an animal, bro. It's a savage. You know what I mean? And it just doesn't, we got to think about things we do when we get into a situation. We got to say, should I hit this dude? You know what I mean? Should I throw a left or should I throw a right? It's not instinctive. Like these animals, man, they hit you. They club you upside the head. Their instinct is telling them to bite you next. It's just all savage. So can 100 men beat one gorilla? They probably can hold it off for a little while, but they're going to all die. You know what I mean?
They all going to die because at the end of the day, you're messing with somebody's habitat. Let's just be real. Like, you're messing with endangered species. You're getting into somebody's circle and bubble and space that they don't feel comfortable in. You think animals can't read body language? They can.
Man, they do anything they want, bro. It's an animal, bro.
But here's the thing. They may not understand us mentally, but physically, they can understand. They can understand movement.
It's a wrap.
Animals are smarter than you think.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it, man. So, even 100 gorillas against 100 chimpanzees is going to probably be 100 dead chimpanzees. Gorillas. No, the good. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, it's like, I don't know. I mean, chimpanzees pretty strong too, but gorilla just had that size, man. You know what I mean? And you know how that goes. So, That one settles, man. I'm going to say me and Jazzo in this particular one, we agree. So we have a draw.
Hey, like I can see. Now, here's the thing. I can see if they were saying 100 men against 100 ants. Then that would be your argument right there. We'll win.
Real talk. All right, man. Here goes. This is the Ann Taylor Show with Tony Jazzo. We'll be back after these messages.
Francis is a brave 16-year-old who faces an unimaginable challenge, a brain tumor that threatens his life. But instead of giving in, Francis embraces every day with courage and joy. After life-saving surgery and a tough battle, his tumor is shrinking, proving that hope and community can work miracles. Now, Francis needs your help to continue his fight. By donating to iStandWithFrancis.com, you'll provide essential support for his medical treatments. Visit iStandWithFrancis.com today, and together, let's show Francis he's not alone. Thank you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ann Taylor Show. This is your boy, Ann Taylor. I am sitting here today with a very talented writer and author. And you know what? Can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Damika. I'm an author, a visionary, a content creator, and I recently published my memoir, which is Healing the Hurt of Yesterday. I published it actually in October of last year, and I wanted to kind of share not only my story, my testimony, but my journey of healing with you guys.
This is special. So let's give Damika a round of applause and welcome her to the show. Damika, welcome. It is very, very nice to have you here with us today. And we are all open to learning about healing the heart of yesterday. And that right there to me is kind of like, it makes you think, healing the heart of yesterday. Because some people just think in the moment and they let what happened yesterday just like be yesterday. Kind of just keep moving forward with that. And they never get a chance to address what happened yesterday. And I'm so excited to hear more about that. Would you be able to shine a little light on it? How this concept of healing the heart of yesterday came into play with you?
Sure thing. So I've been through a lot my entire life, childhood trauma, abuse, rejection, and even the heartbreaking loss of my sister, and which, you know, in my book, I actually talk about the story of how I found her. She had unalived herself. And not only that, for years I carried all the pain and silence. Like I said before, the childhood trauma, abuse, and rejection, I carried that pain and I was broken, bitter, and honestly, I did not know how to move forward. And one of the reasons why I published this memoir is because not only was it used to actually help heal me, but I wanted to help heal others. But a lot of us, we never step into our purpose because we never heal the wounded inner child within us.
Exactly. That's an understanding. And to carry the weight and pain of loss is extraordinarily hard to cope with. Especially losing a loved one, like a sister, someone so close to you, you know what I mean? How does a person address those issues internally? When did you decide, when did you say, hey, you know what? I see all these things have happened and my trauma and things like that. I'm going to write a book so I can become more expressive and get it out of me.
Well, honestly, transparency, that was key. You know, a lot of times we carry these wounds from our childhood and we never uncover those wounds. And if we don't deal with those wounds, like I said before, it can act as a stumbling block and it prevents us from moving forward into the purpose and calling that God has for us. So I was tired of being stuck. I'm like, God, okay, I have a lot of healing that needs to be done. I've been through a lot and I never confronted those giants of my past. So I wanted to confront those giants and move on into my purpose. And my purpose, I knew, was to help heal others. But how can I heal someone else if I'm not healed myself? So again, healing begins with transparency. We want to be not only open and honest with ourselves, but open and honest with God, as well as, of course, I sought out therapy as well to help with some of those wounds.
Right, right. And that's a step. All those steps are some things that people are even sometimes afraid to face. Some people think that they can work it out on their own. They don't need therapy. Some people think they don't need to speak with God. Some people don't think they need to take a reflection upon themselves and gaze back at themselves and say, hey, I got work to do. I get it. I definitely get it. I definitely get it. So right now, for the early listeners, where is the book available?
So right now, the book is actually on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble Press. So if you guys want to, you know, obtain a copy, you can always log into Amazon. Right now, I do have it on sale for $12.99. I have the hard copy as well as the ebook.
So you can go over to Amazon. You can look it right up. Healing the Heart of Yesterday, and get your purchase on, because I know it's going to be good, because I know I'm going to be grabbing my copy. Now, so was it challenging for you to channel all of this pain, hurt, and uncertainty into a book? I know you've used tools to help you do such, but there's still the challenge in all of this. Was there one for you?
Yes, it was. I'm writing this book. It was one of the hardest and also one of the holiest things I've ever done. I cried through even writing chapters. I had to revisit places in my life and even, you know, just stories and memories and that I had buried deep down. But in that process, God began to reveal purpose in my pain. And it was like therapy and warfare at the same time. As I wrote, I was battling with just things from my past, memories from the past that I did not deal with. And as I began to relive my past, the scars actually resurfaced and I began to cry. And again, writing is a form of, it's cathartic for me. So not only am I rehearsing, but as I'm rehearsing the memories of my childhood, I'm also releasing it and I'm giving it back to God. And I'm putting it on pen and paper so that, you know, someone out there could actually be touched by my story and they'll receive their breakthrough just by reading my book.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And the whole thing about writing a book is such a selfless act, because you have to put yourself out there. You have to expose things about yourself that you may or may not wanted people to know of. And you have to be vulnerable. And I applaud you for getting to that point. Your sister, was she much like you?
She very much was so. However, she dealt with a lot of things internally. So that actually inspired me to be transparent, not only with myself, but with God, to ask God to heal me, because I did not want to go down that same path. Because a lot of times we can deal with things in silence. And she went through a lot of trauma as a child as well. My sister had cancer at a very young age, and those traumatic events, it did something to her mentally. So during that time, she kind of held on to the pain, and she never released it. She never sought out therapy. I did attempt to try, you know, to talk with her, because everyone needs someone to sit down and kind of, you know, discuss their feelings, especially if you're going through different battles and in silence that as well. So she was secretly going through battles and fighting battles silently. She just never talked about it until it was too late.
Yeah, I totally understand. So we're going to take a slight break here and play a little music. But would you like, or would you have a song that your sister liked, and we'll play it in her honor?
Well, I would say if I had to, it would be Kelly Price. Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am weak, and I am worn through the storms, through the night.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you for being here with us today. I am here with the author of Healing the Heart of Yesterday, and we are having a conversation about why something so amazing is available to help, and a lot of people don't have it. They won't seek it out. They won't take advantage of resources. And Damika Vines is here with a presentation of her offering, available on Amazon. So please go check it out. Make sure you grab yourself a copy. Give it to a loved one. This is an effort to help. And thank you for being with us, Damika. I wanted to ask you, before we get off, where about did you grow up in this wonderful world of ours?
Well, I'm from North Carolina. I'm more so from the rustic countryside. So, but yes, that's where I was born and raised.
All right. And North Carolina. So I'm in California, and it's a significant difference here. But the underlying baseline that resides in all of us is the things that we go through, the struggles, you know what I mean, as human beings. And this is why I'm always delighted to speak with someone like you, because the messaging is so good, so strong, and so real. It's indisputable. And it's backed by, it's powered by God. You know what I mean? And can't go wrong, right?
That's right.
So in parting, is there anything else you would like to tell the audience here?
Well, I would like to say, I hope my story helps you guys because it reveals what's possible. A lot of times we silence our voice because of trauma, but I just want to encourage you guys, if you have a story, to share your story. Your voice not only unlocks your healing, but it unlocks healing, breakthrough, and deliverance for others as well. There's life and death in the power of your tongue. Your voice is powerful, so use your voice. Share your story. Not only share your story, but seek out healing if you've been through trauma, abuse, rejection, and abandonment. And I enjoy you guys. Thank you.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tamika Vines, Healing the Heart of Yesterday, Embracing Freedom for Tomorrow, available now everywhere. Fine books are sold, but make sure you go to Amazon first. Thank you, Ms. Vines. I appreciate it. You are a gift to the world. And I want to give you your flowers now. Let me give you a little round of applause. Let you know we appreciate it. Please feel free.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Toni Rochelle, and you're listening to the Aunt Taylor Show. Hey, keep ascending, y'all.
Phone dry. I got dreams, but some days they just pass by. Mama say I'm distant, friends say I changed. Truth is I'm trying to find peace in the rain. Old tank sitting in my inbox dead. People I love, I ain't always said what I should have said. Cut between, go hard and slow down. My head loud, but my heart don't make a sound. I left it all, said I'm good, then stay. But real talk, some nights I just sit and wait. Waiting on what? I don't even know. Maybe a sign, maybe just time to bro. Some days feel like Tuesday. Dragon, quiet, alone. I put my thoughts in a box and write them out in a song. I ain't perfect, never play to be, but I'm trying harder lately just to stay at peace with me. I used to think love was a finish line. Now I know it's more like hills you climb. And fall down, it's great, but keep moving. She said, you don't open up. I said, I'm proving. I try to be cold, this try to be right. Poor brown folks only talk through fights. So silence was normal, distance felt safe. Now I create connection, but I shut the gate. I buy flowers for myself sometimes, just to feel like I'm worth it done. Then y'all flex, I joke, I dress clean, but I've cried in fits and expensive jeans. Some days feel like Tuesday, a drag. Long, I put my thoughts in a box, light about to get a song. Body perfect, never play the.
Signing Mr. T, I'm the clock G, Major League with my foley. Fuck the police, them fools ain't knowing me. The K, the I, the N, the G, with crazy ass Mr. T. Doing a hoppatino over a C-O, we smoke, we go for broke. Hit then choke and smash on the gas. Faster than road rash, dripping rip for the cash. Shoot the shot and make it off the glass. Cause money talking bullshit. We know, but you gotta recollect and respect the hobo. They be putting it down like major ballers in the town. Hoes get clown, but don't try and stop. You'll get dropped during the operation. Cause your player hating, cause we making major cash. Making fools major mad, but player haters don't really know the half.
Ride with me, it's on Mr. T. I'm the clock G, Major League with my phone.
AntTaylorShow.com.
Suckers.
Hello?
Hey, put Randolph on the phone.
Hold on just a minute.
Hello? Hey, Randolph.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Cleveland.
Yeah.
You did some work on this lady, June Explorer. The brake work?
Yeah.
I got a shop over here on Broad Street. Now, June brought this over here to me, man, and she told me to get with you because you the one that had the truck last, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell you done tow up under here.
What you mean, what's tow up under
there? Well, it was them calipers, brother. Them calipers and them rotors. And I'm telling her she need to come back and get that money from you because I'm going to charge about $700 to get that done. They need
what?
To get this handled. Yes, sir. It's all kind of tow up under that truck, and that's something you certified?
Yeah, I am.
Well, this work don't look certified, brother. Why are you doing that to people's cars?
Man, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't do nothing but put brakes on that. Well, she needed rotors before, and we knew that. One of them calipers was sticking. It'll go in and out, but it'll stick.
She said she told you to fix them calipers, and apparently something ain't been took care of, but whatever it was, it's all tore up underneath there. So we're going to get all that took care of, and what I just want to go ahead and do is get your address so I can go on swing by, get somebody to get that good check from you.
Yeah, you got me wrong.
That way June ain't got to deal with nothing on your end.
Well,
as far
I'm so
as not
sorry. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Mr.
Man, I ain't got time for that. I got to go.
Look here. Hello?
The person you called is...
Hello?
Tell Randolph I'm going to come over there and slap both of y'all for playing these games and hanging up the phone. If he's certified...
Look, ain't nobody playing no damn game.
You need to go ahead
just
and...
Just hold on a minute. Here,
don't call my house.
Don't hang up the phone.
Yes, come to the phone. Quit being
what?
A coward.
What?
You did bad work, and you need to be held accountable for it, you coward.
Whatever you say.
Come get slapped in the mouth two times,
come
brother.
Get what?
Come get slapped in the mouth.
You don't know me.
Come over to Broad Street.
You don't know me, and you don't want to know me.
Come over to Broad Street and kind of let
that,
me introduce
what's the address?
383. I ain't nobody scared of you.
Okay, 383 Broad
Street. I got something in the trunk make you act right.
You better have it in your hand. You better not have it in the truck. You better have it in your hand.
I got something in the trunk make you act right. I call it.
Well, you don't need. You better have it in the trunk. It better be out the trunk when I get there. 383 Broad.
I call it Joel Osteen because it bring you.
Call it Joel Osteen
because it bring you closer to Jesus.
Oh well, say brother, you just might as well go and say your piece then, cause if I get there and you ain't got it out, then you going to meet Jesus
Why can't you just bring the money?
What?
Why can't you just bring the money, Randolph?
I'm going to bring something better than the money.
You did brake work.
I'm
going to
bring something better than the money. I'm bringing myself. So
you brought some
one of us going to see Jesus today. So
you brought
383
some.
Broad.
Hallelujah.
Bye.
Hallelujah.
The person you called is no longer on the...
Hello?
All right, let's let him off the hook.
He gone in the room to get the gun.
For real? Oh.
Hold on.
Here, here! Get them! Get the phone! It ain't the man, it's somebody else! Randolph! It's not
that same
person!
He got a gun. Hello? Randolph, it's comedian Roy Wood Jr., man. It's a prank phone call, bruh.
Oh, okay.
Your wife told me to prank call you, man, for your anniversary, man. I'm sorry for getting you riled up, man.
Oh, okay.
You went to go get the gun for real?
Oh, yeah.
You was finna go...
Boy, you're going to make my husband kill somebody.
Did he really pull the gun out?
Yeah, it was on his way out the door. I wish I had a video camera.
Thank you
okay.
so much, Z.
All right, thank Please. You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Psst, hey, RoyWoodJr.com.
As we close out today's show, remember this. We were never meant to look, love, or live exactly the same. And that's the beauty of humanity. It's not about race, color, gender, or any label the world tries to place on us. It's about loving each other for who we are at the core, heart to heart, soul to soul. There's no need to dim someone else's flame just to make yours shine brighter. In fact, when we lift each other up, we all burn brighter together. So let's lead with respect, walk in compassion, and extend grace, even when it's hard. Even when it's uncomfortable, because a better world starts with better hearts. Until next time, love loud, love true, and love each other, just as you are. Thank you for listening to the Ant Taylor Show. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week. Same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ant Taylor Show. Let's get it. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.